Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah is first going to state the rule of Achis Kuka again, and then we're going to see the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who actually argues about the entire principle of Achis Kuka. Shosh Achim, if you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Shnaim Hem, and Sumin, Shtei Achoyos, two of them, Reuven and Shimon, are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah, a Isha Vita, or a woman and her daughter. So let's say Reuven is married to Sarah, and Shimon is married to Rivka, who is Sarah's daughter, let's say. A Isha Vaspita, or a woman and her granddaughter, her daughter's daughter, a Isha Vaspana, or a woman and her son's daughter. The point is they're related, and therefore if both Reuben and Shimon die, and both women fall to Levi to perform Yibam or Chalitza, it is forbidden for him to perform Yibam Midrabanan, since each Yavama is the relative of his Zakuka. And therefore, they should do Chalitza, not Yibam. And continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Poiter, Rabbi Shimon says, they are exempt totally and they don't even require Chalitza. Reason being that according to Rabbi Shimon, the prohibition of marrying the relative of one's Zakuka is forbidden mid-Oraisa, because the bond which there is between a Yavam and a Shemaris Yavam is not a weak bond, but it's considered to be on the level of a marriage. And therefore, just like it's forbidden to marry the sister of one's wife, on the same level it's forbidden to marry the sister of one's Zakuka. Rabbi Shimon learns that of a posuk, which says, V'ishael achis al isikach litzrar, which although this is not the simple understanding of the posuk, but Rabbi Shimon interprets the posuk to mean that in the situation where two sisters become tzorois, but not tzorois as in co-wives, but tzorois in that they are both zakukois at the same time. If two sisters both have a zika towards one man, so it is forbidden to marry any of them. Just like it's forbidden to marry the sister of one's wife, it's also forbidden to marry the sister of one's zakuka on the same level mid-Oraisa. And so they're actually considered to be an erva. So in a case where, let's say, Reuven and Shimon die at the exact same time, so two sisters become zakukais at the same time, and they would both be exempt, just like an erva is exempt from Yibam and Chalitza. And continues the Mishnah, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that Hoysa Achmen Asura Olav Isser Erva, if one of the sisters was forbidden on the Yavam, as an Isser Erva, so then there's only one Zika towards Levi, towards the Yavam, and so Asur Bar, he's forbidden to do Yibam with his Erva, however, Umutar Bar Achisa, he is permitted to do Yibam with her sister. Because that's not Achis Zakuka, because there is no Zika between him and his Erva. So interestingly, it comes out according to Rabbi Shimon, that if one of the sisters, one of the two Zakukais, if they are an Erva towards Levi because of being a real relative, for example, let's say it's Levi's daughter-in-law, so then she'll be forbidden because of an Erva, and she'll be totally exempt from Yibam or Chalitza, but the other Shemaris Yavam will be obligated, and she'll even be able to do Yibam. However, in a case where neither of the Zakukais are actually related, and are intrinsically an Erva towards Levi, so then they actually both become an Erva, and they'll both be exempt from Yibam and Chalitza. Alright, however, just like we've seen a couple of times already, Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, if the reason why Levi is prohibited to do Yibam with one of these Zakukais is a result of an Isser Mitzvah, an Erva Midrabanan, or an Isser Kedusha, which is someone who is forbidden to marry, but not because she's a relative, but for example, a divorcee for a Kohen. So as we have seen with these women, although it's forbidden to do Yibam, there is nevertheless a Zika, a connection with them, and therefore Choltos v'Misyabmos, they still do require Chalitza, but it is certainly forbidden to do Yibam. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, mid-Oraisa, they don't even require Chalitza, because on a mid-Oraisa level, you now have two sisters or two relatives who are Zakukais to him. However, mid-Rabbanon, they would require Chalitza, since people might assume that anyone who has a prohibition of an Isser Mitzvah or Isser Kedusha to the Yavam, even in a case where there are not sisters involved, people will think that there's no Zika to even a woman with a low prohibition. They won't realize that the reason why they are exempt from Yibam and Chalitza is because it's a case of sisters. They'll think the reason is because she's forbidden to marry him as a result of an Isser Mitzvah or an Isser Kedusha. And so to prevent people from thinking that, we do require them to get Chalitza, but again, that is only Midrabanan, according to Rabbi Shimon. According to the Tanakhama, it would be Midoraisa, as we have seen a couple of times already.